Ion the night of August 24, 1999, the busy waters of the English Channel were filled with activity as ships of all sizes navigated through one of the world's busiest shipping lanes. Among them was the Norwegian Dream, a luxury cruise liner operated by Norwegian Cruise Line. Hundreds of passengers were on board, enjoying a peaceful voyage through the calm summer night, unaware of the danger ahead. At the same time, the Ever Decent, a massive container vessel owned by Evergreen Marine, was also making its way through the channel. It was loaded with hundreds of containers carrying various goods, including hazardous materials. Both ships had advanced navigational systems, yet they were on a collision course. Despite the technology in place, communication between the two vessels broke down. The English Channel can be challenging to navigate, with heavy congestion and poor visibility at night. The Norwegian Dream and Ever Decent were getting closer to each other, but a lack of coordination led to disaster. Around midnight, just off the coast of Margate, England, the two ships collided. The impact caused massive damage to both vessels. The bow of the Norwegian Dream was crushed, leaving a large hole in the hull. The passengers, who had been enjoying their night, were suddenly thrown into chaos. Many were jolted from their seats as the ship shuddered from the impact. The Ever Decent also sustained serious damage. Some of the containers it was carrying were knocked into the sea, including those filled with dangerous chemicals. These containers caught fire, sending smoke into the night sky and floating on the water, making the situation more dangerous. Fortunately, there were no immediate fatalities, thanks to the quick response from both crews. On the Norwegian Dream, the crew acted swiftly to secure the passengers and assess the damage. The ship was heavily damaged, but still afloat. However, the fire from the Ever Decent's containers posed a greater threat. Emergency response teams rushed to prevent the fire from spreading, and rescue ships and the Coast Guard were called in to contain the hazardous materials in the water. After the collision, investigators looked into how such an accident could happen in a well-monitored area. It was revealed that poor visibility, miscommunication, and human error were key factors. Despite having modern technology, the lack of effective coordination led to the disaster. This incident highlighted several issues in maritime safety protocols, especially the transport of hazardous materials by sea. The sight of burning containers floating in the water reminded everyone of the potential environmental dangers. The Norwegian Dream was eventually repaired and returned to service, but the incident left a lasting mark. The Ever Decent was also salvaged, and changes were made to how hazardous cargo is handled and monitored. In the years following the incident, maritime organizations worked to improve communication between vessels, especially in busy lanes like the English Channel. The accident served as a lesson that even with advanced technology, human vigilance, and clear communication are essential to ensure safety at sea. Though the collision did not result in any direct loss of life, it left a lasting impact on maritime safety standards. The events of August 24, 1999, remain a powerful reminder of the risks that seafarers face, even in calm waters. The Norwegian Dream and Ever Decent collision is a story of survival and caution. It highlights the unpredictable dangers of the high seas and the importance of constant vigilance in preventing future disasters. Don't forget to subscribe to Maritime Nexus for more maritime stories.